House has announced its plans for honoring former President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at the age of 94. More from AP Sagar Magani.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate Wednesday as a national day of mourning after tweeting the 41st president was a truly wonderful man whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-presidents are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French police fire tear gas, water cannon, and stun grenades at protesters trying to breach security barriers on the Champs-Élysées after protesters once again descended on the most famous boulevard in Paris. Officials said more than 100 people had been arrested Saturday there, and the Reuters news service reported that 6 policemen and 14 protesters had been injured. Some protesters piled wood and other debris and lit the area ablaze, according to police. This is the third time in as many weeks that demonstrators have taken their frustrations about escalating taxes, especially on gasoline, in the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron to the streets. Andrés Manuel López Obrador becomes Mexico's new president this Saturday. He enters office in a powerful position with a coalition that controls both houses of Congress. He has promised a more austere administration than his predecessor. Among other things, he has said that he will sell the presidential plane. This is VOA News. The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal. President Trump is calling it a groundbreaking achievement.
I think one of the strongest elements of the new, the USMCA, one of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
The pact will lock in U.S. market access to Canada and Mexico and expand American exports. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says Washington's pressure campaign against Iran is working, with Tehran increasingly losing its ability to support regional proxy militias. Pence touted U.S. efforts to press Iran to end its perceived malign activities during a speech to the Israeli-American Council. A powerful earthquake hit the U.S. state of Alaska, buckling roads and damaging buildings, but there were no reports of serious injuries. Bill Walker is Alaska's governor.
It was significant, very significant, very concerning. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have not had the loss of life that other locales will have had in our world with this size of an earthquake. Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something.
The 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck about 13 kilometers north of Anchorage, home to about 40% of Alaska's population. Thousands of U.S. troops are remaining at the border with Mexico for at least another 45 days, working with personnel from the Department of Homeland Security. AP's Jackie Quinn elaborates.
The Pentagon plans to lower the number of active duty troops at the border from 5,600 to about 4,000. But will extend the unusual deployment until at least the end of January. That's according to an inside official who says the request is being sent to Defense Secretary James Mattis. President Trump ordered the mission in response to the caravan of Central American migrants who are now across the border from San Diego. Most of the troops now are in Texas, but more are expected to be sent to California, while others will remain in Arizona. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A North Korean soldier fled across a heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea. South Korean soldiers escorted that defector to safety after finding him moving south of the eastern side of the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas. This comes as North and South Korea have pushed to implement a wide-ranging military agreement reached in September to reduce tensions across the border. And Marriott Hotel says up to 500 million people have had their personal information compromised as part of an online security breach. Marriott says the unauthorized access to their stored data have been taking place since 2014 and was only recently discovered. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.